Phil Henry Show every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. Truth is our bitch. We take you places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. This is the transformation of talk radio. This is the, this is the harbinger of talk radio's ultimate demise and death. This is content where there ain't none. This is the Phil Henry Show. There's our show, then there's radio. There's radio, then there's us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, anyway, welcome back. And we're going to talk about Ted Cruz here with a couple of our conservative commentators. One is Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. And we will be discussing with him just exactly how effective Ted Cruz was. There's also a story here, and this was the medical story that you were talking about, right, bud?
Yeah, about a fake leg.
Well, it's not a fake leg. It's called a bionic leg.
Well, that's a little on the cartoony side. In my estimation, I want to make it...
It's not cartoony.
Excuse me, I'd like to say something now. Everybody like talking over me. I'm going to talk over you now.
Well, get a load of you.
Yeah, that's right. First of all, the bionic leg... What? What do you mean bionic?
That's what a bionic... Bionic. You said fake leg.
Yeah, fake leg. Well, it's bionic though, man. You're still fake.
Great, so it's a fake leg. We got that done. Why do you have a problem with bionic?
I have no problem with bionic. I just wondered if that's... Ain't that a TV term?
There was a show called The Bionic Man, if that's what you're talking about. But there's... The bionic means a... Bionic means a mechanical leg. So what about it?
I don't know.
Well, then why do you... Have you got written on a whiteboard, bionic leg?
Oh, yeah, because they've made one.
Oh, they made one. Okay, well, great. They made a bionic leg.
Yeah, well, I'll believe that when I see it. And I'll tell you something else, but as long as we're on the subject, when they get into the area of bionic heads, you let me know.
What, you need one?
No, you do.
No, I think you do.
No.
Hey, watch it, will you? You guys start swinging right off the bat, man? God.
You all fire them, man. Just keep me.
That's a great idea.
Well, look at you brown-nosing it.
Don't get racist.
That isn't racist. That's not racist.
Yeah, it is. You said he was brown-nosed. Why not racist?
It's not Phil, tell him.
No, I want to see how you get out of this.
Oh, so you want to see me twist in the breeze, huh? It's not racist because the brown that I'm talking about has nothing to do with pigment of the skin.
What's that mean?
Color of the skin.
Well, okay, what's the brown got to do with then?
If you've got your nose up someone's you-know-what, what color is it going to be?
What? I don't understand.
They're doing it on purpose.
All right, you know, guys, just knock it off. I don't have time for this bullcrap. What's brown nose mean?
That's racist.
No, it ain't racist. Ted Cruz was on the Senate floor, and I was just talking to my good, close, personal friend, CJ, and she informs me that the consensus of opinion there among conservatives is sort of split. There are those who feel that it was a tour de force, that it was the piece de resistance, that it was all that and a bag of pork rinds. And then there are those who feel that it was a big fat, a big waste of time. Let's get Larry Grover on the line from Conservatives of Kern County. And Larry, your feelings on Ted Cruz.
I thought Ted Cruz, Phil, did the one thing that the members of the conservative in this country are not able to do, and that was to stand up like men and women and be counted in this this battle to make sure that the birthright of our children, the birthright of this country that is inherited by our children, is not sold down the river by this costly boondoggle of a health care program that the American people can not afford at this particular time. Now, I understand that the cost of health care...
All right, I think you've answered my question. So you thought it was good.
Other things they do, but I can tell you that for me,
you answered my question. So you thought it was good.
And that's where they're going to go with it next year, probably.
All right, can he hear me?
You know what I'm saying.
Ted, hey, Larry Grover.
Obviously, he can't hear you.
No, he can't. Can you hear me?
If he can't hear you, man, he ain't going to say nothing.
Can you hear me? Well, I know, but if he can hear me, he will say something.
Well, is he answering you?
No.
Then he can't hear you.
Larry.
What do you want?
Larry, are you there?
Larry, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
I can't hear him. Larry, are you there?
I'm right here. Is that Dickman? I'm right here, Dickman. What do you want?
Larry. Larry.
Will you shut up? I got him on the phone right now.
Where?
On the air.
Larry, you there? If you're there, answer.
I've answered you about 15 times. I'm here.
Mr. Grover.
Okay, bud, go in the next room and look for your imaginary friend, okay? Because I've got a guy named Larry Grover on the phone right now.
Is that the Larry Grover that we're talking to?
Yes, it's the Larry Grover we're talking to.
Oh, my God.
Bud, you know, let me help you, man.
Yeah, you come on with me.
Are you kidding me or something? I'm talking to him right now.
You're talking to Larry Grover, is it? Let me have the phone.
No, I won't let you have the phone. Here. Yeah, hey.
Yeah, it's me, Dickman. I'm right here with Henry.
Where'd you go?
I don't know. I've been talking to you for the last 10 minutes. I'm on the radio right now.
I'm going in the other room just to make sure. I'm going to call you. Answer when I call.
No, he's not going to answer when you call. And if you're calling him, then you obviously believe he's him.
What?
Larry, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, Phil. I mean, if you want to reboot this or reset or whatever you want to do, we can do it.
No, that's all right. You feel that Ted Cruz did a good job, and that's fair enough. Now, ultimately, how effective are conservatives or Republicans going to be in stopping Obamacare or any part of it?
I think if we maintain a united front, I think we can. The chances of us maintaining a united front are, I am hopeful. I think we can do it. I think we must do it. I think that if we don't do it, this is it for me. I've been fighting as hard as I can to keep the liberal tide from swallowing this country. I started back when Clinton was president. I tried to get him impeached. I tried to get him thrown out. It didn't work. It didn't happen. That's the end of that. Thanks a lot. Then I tried with Obama to stop him in a variety of different ways. I thought we had some impeachable offenses by Obama early on when he didn't have a birth certificate, and then Donald Trump got involved and made a complete joke out of that. So I ran for the hills. I didn't want to be a part of that.
Were you a birther?
No, I wasn't a birther. I thought that what we needed was a little more verification is all. Then some other thing didn't work, and then some other thing didn't work. I've lost track of the number of different campaigns that we had to try to slow down the juggernaut of liberalism that has swallowed up, like a whale swallowing Job, almost whole, the conservative movement, and none of it worked. Now this is it. This is the last shot that we've got at trying to keep Obama from destroying this country.
Now, you're talking, if you don't mind me interrupting, you're talking about a guy that's been elected president of the United States twice.
I know that he was elected president. You know, that doesn't necessarily mean, because Obama has a vision that the American people have, for the most part, seen and agreed with, doesn't necessarily mean that the specifics, when you get down to the fine details, you can say, I want to build a big, beautiful house, and everyone will say, yeah, let's do it. And then when he says that he doesn't want to put a toilet in, but just a hole in the floor that you squat over, excuse me for putting it as graphically as I can, and my mother is here, Gloria, you know, say hi to Mr. Henry. She wants to say hello, Phil, is that all right?
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, hi, Phil. It's Gloria Grover. How are you, dear?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, and we just send our love to you. All right.
Thank you very much, hon.
Hi, Mother. I think that if you say we want to have a big toilet that's built and you put a hole in the ground, that's not what I meant to say.
You were talking about how Obama is not unlike a home builder who wants to. He says to the American people.
Hold on, what do you want, Mother?
Phil, I wanted to just tell you that we're very proud of everything that you're doing, and we're following you very carefully on the Phil TV because we got backstage. We went backstage.
Did you get a BSP?
I bought her a BSP.
Yeah, Larry bought me a BSP.
Well, very good. Thank you very much, Larry, for doing that.
All right.
So what you're saying is...
What I'm saying is Obama is not unlike a guy that builds a big, beautiful home and then squats over it.
No, you were talking about...
What was the analogy?
You were saying...
What do you...
Phil, I want...
The phone, Mother. She, you know.
Let me talk to her. Yes, dear.
I'm sorry, Larry.
One more, just tell him and whatever you, because I'm on the radio with him, Mom.
I understand that, dear Larry. Phil, we want you to know you're invited for dinner any night.
Okay, thank you, dear. I appreciate it.
All right. Okay, Larry, here.
All right.
Let me help you here. You were saying that Obama is not unlike a home builder who builds a big, beautiful home, but then tells people to go to the bathroom in a hole.
Oh, no, that's not what I said.
I'm sorry. You said instead of a toilet.
No, I said that Obama, he's like a big, beautiful, man. What?
No, he's building a big, beautiful house.
Yeah, he's building a big, beautiful house, and instead of putting in toilets, he says, go to the bathroom in this hole in the ground or in the floor. Is that what I said?
Yes, that's what you said. So I think I understand that you're saying the specifics of a otherwise grandiose plan are not workable.
That is, yeah, there you go. That's what I was trying to say. But I got Mother hanging on me like, no, Mother, please.
No, Larry, I love my son, Phil.
Please get off the extension.
Gloria, it's Phil Henry. Don't listen in on the extension. You can listen on the radio.
But it's 7 seconds later.
Yeah, they have to do that in case someone says a dirty word.
Oh.
Boy, I hope that doesn't give her ideas.
All right, we had to dump. Someone said the F word. Was that your mother?
Yeah, Mother.
I was still, I'm sorry.
Why would you do that?
I wanted to test to see if it works.
It works, Mother. The way they what do you call it, Phil?
A dump button. We dump. We dump any language. Okay, we did that again. Can I ask you something? Why are you doing that?
I wanted to turn the radio up to see if I hear it.
Not going to hear it, Mother, because they dump it. Okay? So.
All right, that also was done. Larry, you just called your own mother that?
Well, I did. I thought that you said you dumped it.
I didn't dump anything. We're trying to get on the air here, not dump stuff off of the air. You just called your mother an MF. Your mom's using the F word and the S word. Why?
Because she wants to.
Sir, I'm sorry. I just wanted to hear if it gets on the air, and Larry says no, that it doesn't. And then he called me.
Well, Mr. Henry told you to get off the phone, you two.
Wow, man. Larry.
Did that go on the air?
No, we dumped it. What is wrong with you?
I'm pissed off at the fact that I can't get out what I want to I can't get the words out that I want to try to say. Okay?
Larry, you are the one that has to go to heaven and talk to God about what you just said.
Oh, so I'm the bad guy. Mother has been on the phone here for the last 5 minutes saying F, MF, all the dirty.
All right, I'm going to take a break because we're way past our break time. Larry Grover on the line with us here from Conservatives of Kern County, along with his mother, Gloria Grover. And we're trying to talk here about the filibuster there of our good, close personal friend there, Mr. Cruz. And just how effective was it among in terms of the opinions expressed in the conservative movement? We're going to be right back. We are at 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And our number 855-500-7445. What?
What is this?
Yeah, it's all.
Take it easy, okay? It's bumper music.
No, it's bumper music.
No, what is that? That was
Merle Haggard.
Well, that's not. I didn't sign on for that, you know.
Yeah, but Sam, you got to be more, you know, rock and roll and everything.
I'll play the bumper music I want to play. Will you get out of here, man? I've just gotten it down to the way I like it. This is how I like it, okay?
Well.
If you call up Hall, I'm going to belt you, man.
I got to do it.
He has to do it. David told him anytime he feels uneasy. He said, Bud, your instincts are good. If you feel uneasy.
If Bud feels uneasy.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Hall? Yeah. He did it again.
Well, give me the phone, will you? David, forget it. It's a false alarm. I'm not talking to you. Goodbye. All right.
Look, you just hung up on David Hall.
So what if I hung up on him? He ain't the boss. Do you understand? He gets out and he sells. If he don't sell, he's gone and there's somebody else going to sell. That's the way this ball game's played. How do you feel about that? Unbelievable, you guys.
Well, Phil, it's just that hillbilly stuff. It just ain't making it.
Well, it makes it with me. Larry Grover joining us from Culver City, California. Larry, thank you very much. Ted Cruz, so the speech that he gave, the filibuster, which was universally praised, I think, for members of the Tea Party, the more moderate people think that it was a pointless exercise.
Well, yeah, I think the more moderate people will always think something that Republicans of the moderate stripe are people that are looking to remain in power, not necessarily be ideologically solid and sound and true to their principles.
Well, here's a question for you, okay?
All right.
You know, if you're solid and sound and true to your principles, which I can admire, but they just don't pull the number of votes that you want them to pull, don't you just have to sort of stand up like a man and take it?
Well, what do you mean by that?
Are you kidding? You don't know what I mean by that.
No, I don't.
What I mean by that is you are ideologically committed to your viewpoint, and I understand that you're on the same side of it as Ted Cruz is, correct?
I would say that I share an awful lot with Ted Cruz, yeah.
Okay. And I admire you for being true to your political point of view, to your political ideology. However, if your political point of view and your political ideology does not garner enough of the popular vote nationwide or popular support nationwide, at what point do you act like a man and accept the fact that the majority just ain't seeing things the way you want them to see it?
Well, the fact that you put manhood into it, see, that's a whole, that's a cat, you just, it's a dog. It's not a dog, it's a cat of a different color.
It's a horse of a different color. Oh, my God.
It's a horse of a different color. But I'm saying, I'm perfectly willing to accept it, but I don't think the majority point of view is that.
Okay, because, you know, in terms of health care, the polls have been a lot of places, but there's, you know, a very clear idea. First of all, I'll give you this, that Obama was elected president. Don't you think that's a pretty clear vote?
Well, I mean, yeah, all right. I mean, it wasn't any big landslide.
Doesn't make any difference. There's nothing in the Constitution that says anything about a guy's got to win by a landslide.
No, but you're asking me whether a guy's got a consensus.
Look, if you guys can qualify until the cows come home how you have the support of the American people on Obamacare, even though the polls, you know, go back and forth on this thing, I haven't even seen the polls lately on Obamacare. What does it say?
Well, see, that's just it, Phil. You're in over your head in this topic. I've seen the polls on Obamacare, and the American people are overwhelmingly against it. I mean, in favor of it.
Yeah, you just said it right there. They're against it.
No, they're in favor of it.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Well, you know what? See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So,
No, Phil, I know how to read a poll as well as anybody, better than this guy Grover. And I'm telling you, the American people support it.
Well, if they support it, they don't support it by much. All right?
Well, see, now there you go. See, once again, especially, no matter who it is in this country, whether it's a liberal or conservative, as soon as somebody sees a poll, whether it has their side losing or not, they're going to get me, or at least try to get me to believe, that they're winning. And I cannot... You know, if we live in that kind of a universe, I don't know what in the hell it is we think we're doing in this country. If we're looking to see what the popular consensus is, what people think, you know.
You said preeple.
I said what?
You said preeple.
So what if I said preeple? Oh, God.
God, you spit all over me.
You coming down with a cold?
No, I'm not. I sneezed.
Well, you got it. There's, oh, God, what is that?
Yeah, you got it all over us.
I didn't get anything on you. Oh, God.
I mean, if you got a call, I'd rather opt out of this.
You're on the other end of a phone.
Well, yeah, but you get germs from phones.
Let me talk. Larry. Larry's an idiot, Phil. On phone, if you're using the same phone as Mr. Hendry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you kidding?
No, I know that. I wasn't thinking. Look, Phil, you can say what you want. The American people are clear on one thing. They don't want the birthright of their children and grandchildren taken and thrown into a river of sewage. They don't want the birthright of their children and grandchildren drugged through a mud puddle. They want the birthright of their children and grandchildren to be something that's sustainable, something that can be used, something that's solid gold, man, and not some tarnished dream. And to that end, it is our job as Tea Party members to see to it that this happens. And you can say that, well, you know, we don't have the consensus of opinion. I don't think there's any disagreement on that. at all.
But no one is voting on that. People are voting on what kind of a birthright are we talking about here. And I think that if you don't do something about health care and you make hard choices now, because this is not going to be a cheap solution, no one said that it was.
I mean...
Okay, we're going to take a break here. Larry and Margaret, thank you very much. World famous Phil Henry Show, as we continue talking here with our crew about Obamacare, about Ted Cruz and the filibuster, too. So we can talk about health care, and to that end, Dr. Jim Sadler will be on with our medical segment coming up right after this message here. The world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Don't forget Bobby Dooley at the LA Podcast Fest, October 5th. Wow.
What?
You upcut it again, man.
What do you mean upcut?
You know, you got to get some of this lingo down, baby. You upcut that. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Welcome back. And online here at philhenryshow.com with our video cast. If you don't have a backstage pass, well, you're just letting the best part of the day pass you by. With a backstage pass, you can watch as well as listen to our broadcast each and every night. And I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's pretty freaking weird. You can also listen to close to 5,000 hours of downloadable radio shows. So download them, take them wherever you want to take them. You know, download them and throw the whole thing in the ocean if you want. I don't know. I don't care. Doesn't make any difference to me. With a backstage pass, those shows are downloadable and yours. They're first generation. They're from the original DAT tape. They are from technology that doesn't even exist any longer. You know.
Well, sure it does. Yeah, they still got DAT technology.
They have DAT technology, yeah. You try and find a DAT machine.
Can we get on with the...
Fine, I'm talking with the guys here, okay? We're talking guy stuff. Anyway, visit us at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com for backstage pass. All right. Larry Grover with us here. Larry, I know that, I just was having a very spirited conversation with my close personal friend CJ here off the air, but I don't want to have a big to-do. We all know where we all stand. My question is simply this. The avoidance of Obamacare to the extent that people don't want it, whether it's a bad idea or just the whole thing is socialized, and let's just go back to the way we were doing things, we do know that it's an enormous... cost. It is something that healthcare will continue to cost us money.
Yeah, I heard you guys were talking. I mean, if I don't want to have healthcare, that's my constitutional right not to have no healthcare.
Well, no, it isn't, because we just heard the We heard the Supreme Court rule on that.
Well, you have a activist judge. And
oh man!
What do you mean, oh man?
Every time somebody in a long black gown says something that someone doesn't like, they call it activist. The minute the guy says something they like, hey, he made the right decision. How is it that everybody is an expert on the interpretation of law to the extent that everyone qualifies for the Supreme Court?
Look, I've got a constitutional right to say the stuff that I want to say.
Yeah, and you realize you got a constitutional right to be an idiot, too.
Well, you want to start calling people names.
I'm not calling you an idiot. I'm saying there is a constitutional right to that. Would you agree?
I'm just saying to you, Phil. Here comes Quinn.
Phil, I agree with you.
Phone, Mother. You see what I'm saying? When I get on with you, there's Mother. I can make the greatest points in the world. There's Mother. I can say things that no one can debate, but here comes Mother. I can say things that are solid gold, that are irrefutable, but here comes Mother.
Well, if your mother is so good at it, then maybe you aren't making points that are all that good, Larry.
No, because she starts in with the 3, 2, 1, the countdown, and the whole missile thing. Okay.
Well, I don't want her to do that, okay? It's worn thin. I don't think it's funny. And I'll be happy to tell her that.
I haven't said anything about
See, we had to dump that. I don't want to hear anything like that.
Mother, he says he doesn't want to hear that. She says she doesn't care.
Not say that.
He doesn't want to hear that, Mother. Oh, wow. Wow. You're not going to believe this.
What?
She just flashed me, and now she's into the bathroom.
She what?
What did she do?
She lifted up her robe. God!
Stop it, Larry.
No, I won't stop it. No, I won't. See, that's the kind of thing where a son can put a mother in a nut hatch. You know that I can have you locked up. Oh, then don't start crying, Mother. You're the one. She got so angry at me, Phil, she lifted her robe up, held it for the count of three, dropped it, and now she's in the bathroom.
Yeah, I'd say that there's...
Something like cuckoo, hoo-hoo-hoo. What, brother? The what? I don't know. She wants to know where the pump soap is? You mean the antibacterial? It's in the kitchen. Wow.
Who are you? I'm sorry, Larry. Who were you talking to?
I'm talking to you guys.
Well, I don't know where the antibacterial soap is.
Okay, forget it. All right, getting back to Obamacare, let's talk about the health insurance. Do you have any?
No, I don't.
You do not have health insurance?
No, but you don't hear me crying about it. I'm not going around knocking on doors asking people for health insurance.
Have you been... okay, so if you get sick...
If I get sick, I'll pay for it out of my own pocket. See? Out of my own pocket, I'll pay for it. I know that that's a very weird concept, but I will pay for it out of my own pocket.
But, Larry, you have lost your job. You've been working for the last 7 years as an underling at a print shop. I know you're not making much more than minimum wage there. So how are you able to afford this?
Because I was, thank God for my father, and I sing my father's praises because he took care of me, and he left me a very small trust, but one that will take care of any future medical costs. What, Mother wants to say some. Mother,
Please, Bear, unfortunately, all that money is gone because I had to have...
Did what?
I remember when I invested in the wig shop.
Wait a minute. My trust fund from my father.
That money's gone. There was a couple of hundred thousand.
Yeah.
And I went in the wig shop with Marilyn Brandy.
You used my trust fund money to buy a wig store?
Yes, you know that I wear wigs.
You may wear wigs.
Okay, I don't know that I want to hear this.
No, but this is fascinating. This is a family argument having to do...
Hold on. You know, Mother...
You knew full well that I... What did you think all those styrofoam heads were for?
Is that a joke?
No, that is not a joke.
Can I jump in?
Yes, Bill.
You took Larry's trust fund...
Let's start... When you say Larry's trust fund, I think we need to make that a little more elastic. When Jeffrey died, Jeffrey said to me, I've left money for the boy. I've done everything I can for the boy. And now it's up to you, Gloria, my love, the love of my life, to make sure that the boy does what's best. I leave it to you, Gloria. I leave it to you, and... He died. The reason why, I'm not making a joke, but we transcribed his last words, and it literally ended at GLO, G-L-O.
Why you had to put that on his tombstone?
Your father wanted his last words on his tombstone.
What's on his tombstone?
I leave it to you, GLO.
Oh, what a butt.
All right.
Are you laughing at my father's tombstone?
No, I'm not. No, I am not.
Yes, he was, Larry.
That sounds like you were.
No, I am not. No, I'm not laughing at his tombstone.
Phil, I'm sorry. Jeffrey Grover's wishes were that his last words in life be put on his tombstone.
So you put on his tombstone, I leave it to you, Glow.
That was the last... Don't you hear too good?
That was my father's last words.
Well, I'm glad that the two of you are on the same side of this. That's fantastic. So let me just move on then.
Nobody finding fault with my father's tombstone? Is there any place that you won't go, Henry?
Phil, I was a big admirer of yours, but now I don't know.
Look at you guys. You're the ones that roped me into the psychodrama of your family, okay? Now,
how did we do that?
Because you're telling me about a trust fund that you've got, and the next thing I know, your mother squandered your trust fund on a wig store, okay?
What do you mean, wig store?
Didn't she just ask you what were all those styrofoam...
What are you laughing at?
I don't think it's funny. Larry has been under the assumption...
Didn't you just ask Larry, what did you think all the styrofoam heads were for?
Yes, I did.
I thought the styrofoam heads were for something, some kind of a project you were doing. I didn't know it had to do with a wig store. I thought you had invested in... I knew it was a costume shop.
What goes on a head?
What goes on a head? Like a scout, you mean?
Are you ready for this guy?
We got dead air here, right?
Yeah, it's dead air.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
What goes on ahead, meaning ahead on his shoulders, not what goes on ahead like a scout.
I have to go. I'm going to take a shower and go to bed for the night. Larry, I love you very much, but your father's trust fund, yes, I took it, and I blew it on a wig shop. Live with it, son. Live with it.
Wow, I got to tell you, man, if ever, and it's a good thing that I don't go, I'll have to live with that. I'll have to suck it up. But boy, if ever there was a reason for a son to put his hands around the soft, supple skin on the throat of his mother.
Okay, Larry, just don't start talking that way.
My God.
I'm God not serious, but can you believe that?
Yeah, I can believe it. It happens all the time. Parents take money that they intended for their children, and they blow it. Just because you're a parent doesn't mean you got brains. It doesn't mean that you do the best for your kid. Doesn't mean anything.
How do you like? That means I got to get it. I'm going to have to get health insurance.
You are going to have to get health insurance.
How much is that Obama stuff?
Well, now, wait just a second, man.
No, I'm just asking.
I thought you were Mr. Tea Party and you didn't believe in it.
I didn't know that Mother squandered my trust fund on a wig store. Okay, you know how embarrassing that is? Where's your trust money, Larry? Mother bought a wig show. What was the name of the store, Mom? What was the name of the store?
Gloria's Hair.
Gloria's Hair?
Yeah, that's right. Is that a better one?
Kendra, you...
Oh, God.
Well, I don't think it's funny.
Well, great, because I think it's hysterical. Gloria's Hair. She blew Larry's trust fund on a wig shop. What did you think all those styrofoam heads were for? All right, folks. Okay, so anyway, that's that. World-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back. I want to just very quickly remind you that as we get closer to the L.A. Podcast Festival, we'll tell you exact time, and we'll give you the, the directions, where the hell this thing's going to be at. And but if you want to see Bobby Dooley live doing one of her podcast interviews, she'll be at the L.A. Podcast Festival October the 5th. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
I think Pam Grier is just hot. She's wonderful.
Yeah, Pam Grier is hot. This is actually from...
From Jackie Brown.
Jackie Brown, yeah. This is Across 110th Street. It's an old song, by the way.
It's a pretty good song.
Yeah, it is. A very good song. But yeah, Pam Grier is hot, and she looks great in that movie, and I've never seen it.
You haven't seen Jackie Brown?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. I haven't seen it.
What are you talking about? You haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it. Is this some kind of a law against, not seeing it?
Well, you talk about being Tarantino.
I like Tarantino. I just ain't seen Jackie Brown.
Well, why not?
I don't know why not. I just didn't, man. I it wasn't one of those movies I rushed out to see. I saw Pulp Fiction, and I've seen just about everything he's done. I've seen that whole Planet Terror thing he did. I saw Inglourious Basterds. I haven't seen Django Unchained.
Oh, come on, man. You got to get with it.
Get out of here. I'm with it. Don't worry about it. I got to get with it. Hey, man, I'm not exactly up on my movies. What do you want from me? But I'm a big Tarantino fan. There's no question about it. I agree with you that Pam Grier is hot as hell, and she's phenomenal, and I love her. And what more do you want from me?
Well, it sounds a little disingenuous if you haven't really seen her in action.
I saw all those other flicks she did, okay? All right, welcome back to world-famous Phil Henry Show. God, man, I can't even pay anybody a compliment. You guys are all over me like you-know-what on you-know-what.
White on rice?
No.
I don't know, cold on ice.
Cold on ice? No.
Stink up.
All right, that's it. We are, as I mentioned, Bobby Dooley will be at the L.A. Podcast Festival on October the 5th. So that's we finally got a guest lined up for her. She's kind of lazy. She doesn't really want to go out and book her own guests, which I guess I can't blame her.
Well, she thinks she's a big star, and that's fine. But, Bobby, if you're listening, dear, there are other people that have to go out and do all that grunt work. And if you're sitting there buffing your nails and admiring your rear end in the mirror, which I know you do because I've seen pictures of it.
Seen pictures of what?
Oh, there's a picture going around of her looking at her ass in the mirror.
Well, maybe there's something she sat on.
Oh, yeah, she sat on something, all right. About 8 hours before.
All right. So anyway, Bobby, they're taking care of it for you. That's great to hear. Now, to this story that you wanted me to talk about, the act of walking may not seem like a feat of agility, balance, strength, and brain power, but lose a leg, as Zach Vauter did after a motorcycle accident in 2009, and you will appreciate the myriad calculations that go into putting one foot in front of the other. Taking on the challenge, a team of software and biomedical engineers, neuroscientists, surgeons, and prosthetists, that's it, right?
Prosthetist. It's pronounced prosthetist or prosthetist.
What's with the lisp?
It's not a lisp. It's called a prosthetic or prosthetist or prosthetie.
All right. That's fine, Margaret.
You want the French. You got it.
Yeah. Has designed a prosthetic limb that can reproduce a full repertoire of ambulatory tricks by communicating seamlessly with Vauter's brain. Is this the first time this has been done?
What? Make up a fake leg, man? I got a million of them.
Yeah, they've had fake legs for quite some time.
Not talking about a fake leg. We're talking about a veritable computer here, man. Attaching a computer to your leg.
Well, that doesn't sound like fun.
Well, no, it's not unless it's shaped like a leg and it is communicating with your brain so that your brain is telling it exactly what to do. It needs to be able to communicate with the brain in that kind of autonomic way. Not an autonomic way. But in a manner in which you don't think about it, right? Well, maybe not. Dr. Jim Sadler is going to join us. He is an internist, a medical doctor in San Diego, California. We often have the doctor on the line. I mean, I'm laughing. Doc, I apologize, Dr. Sadler, but I think of the times we've had you on the show, and there have been some pretty funny moments.
There's been a lot of very funny moments. How you doing, Phil and Robert and Bud and Margaret? How's everybody?
Yeah, we're doing good.
We're fine.
Dr. Sadler, my question is very quickly this. Phil just mentioned the autonomic nervous system. What is? Can you explain that to the audience?
Well, I can explain the autonomic nervous system, although that's not really what's in play here with the bionic leg. What's in play with the bionic leg is very much the conscious manipulation of a leg. When you, for instance, go to walk or to move the leg in such a manner as to walk, you are thinking about the leg.
Well, you think about your leg?
And I'm sorry?
Are you thinking about your leg?
Don't ask stupid questions.
What's a stupid question?
What did he ask me?
Are you thinking about your leg? Yes, you're thinking about your leg.
Yeah, you'd have to be thinking about your own leg. I don't understand.
If you're thinking about someone else's leg.
When would you think about someone else's leg, Bud? You're thinking about your own leg as you're walking.
You know what? He does this on purpose.
Yeah, I don't have time for this baloney, Phil.
That's fine, Bud. Just be quiet.
Didn't do anything. I asked about what leg you're thinking of.
You're thinking about your own leg. Why would you think about what leg? What other leg? Oh boy, here I'm taking the bait. You know.
Yeah. Just never mind.
What other leg would you? I just want to. I'll take the bait this far. What other leg would you be thinking about?
My girlfriend's.
Well.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I don't have. But if you're walking, you're not thinking about. Well.
Don't let it hang you up, Doc. So go ahead.
What was I saying?
About the autonomic.
Autonomic nervous system. See, now I'm thinking about my wife's legs because she's got great... And I'm thinking about her breasts, too. God, I hate you people. Every time I come on your program...
Well, if you... Boy.
Yeah, if you hate us, Doctor, why are you here?
I like to be on the radio, but every time I come on your program, Mr. Henry, you have this man, Dickman, who is allowed to say anything, and there's a word they use in Scientology, interbulate. Now, I think Scientologists all should be locked up in a nut house, but... I like that word, interpolate, and that's what this kid does to me. He interpolates, you know, what I'm about, and
he doesn't interpolate what you're about. All he's saying, he's asking dumb questions.
Well, he says, whose leg is that? And
whose leg are you thinking about?
And now I'm thinking about my wife's breasts, her ass, everything. And I came on your program to talk about what I wanted to talk about.
Sorry, Dr. Sandler, I didn't mean to upset you.
Oh, my God.
Are you bawling?
Yes, I'm...
You know what? Let him go. I can't stay. I'm going to lose everything I've eaten for the last 5 weeks.
Dr. Satter, we'll let you go.
No. I'm in for a penny, in for a pound. In for a penny, in for a pound.
Okay, so tell me about the autonomic nervous system.
The autonomic nervous system, the biggest breast... Hold on. Hey, Amber, honey, could you leave the room, please? Because I'm thinking about you. This kid Dickman started talking about his girlfriend's legs. The autonomic nervous system, Phil, is that nervous system which... I'm fighting back. I'm thinking about my girlfriend, my wife's ass.
Is it your wife or girlfriend?
It's my wife. She used to be my girlfriend. The autonomic...
All right, we only got a minute.
Well, there's no point then.
You know something? We get control of this radio show or we don't, because this is really getting to be silly. I don't know. Dr. Sadler especially.
Well, Phil, you've got Dr. Sadler on the program to answer medical questions. He gets sidetracked because he has a weak mind.
Yeah, he's got a weak mind.
Yeah, but you with the bionic leg, and whose leg are you thinking of? I mean... World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com from the El Pacifico here at the Henry Broadcast Complex. Thank you, CJ, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and Margaret Gray. Bobby Dooley at the LA Podcast Festival, October the 5th. See you tomorrow night.
You're thinking about his leg?
No, I'm not thinking about anybody's leg but my own leg.